Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
On your Friday the 13th with Rach and Dean, it's almost Halloween. It is the spooky Friday the 13th, and we're getting kooky and spooky here on Joy Breakfast.
And something that sounds absolutely super kooky and spooky is Outer Demons, a camp cabaret exorcism starring some of Melbourne's best alternative drag talent. And joining us now is creator, producer, and one of the performers of the Melbourne Fringe show, Lilium. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Outer Demons sounds slightly terrifying, but also highly relatable. What is the show about?
So the show is, it's supposed to sound terrifying, but it's ultimately a show about embracing the joy and silliness of our darker, weirder sides, right? So it's a cabaret lineup night starring, as you said, all alternative drag performers. And we each do a number based on our interpretation of our inner demons. And we're encouraging the audience to join us in a series of sort of summoning rituals to bring us all on stage so they can face their own inner demons and realize we're not so scary after all.
I know that thought that everyone seems to think there's a darker side to drag, or at least that's the theme that I keep seeing on social media this year. I think one of the things I love is this show has an amazing all non-binary lineup of drag queens, kings, correct, and things. So tell us a bit more about the fabulous cast that are a part of this show.
Well, the cast includes myself, Lilium. It also stars Moxie Delight and Ira Luxuria and Jet Stir. We're a very eclectic lineup of performers who are with all completely different styles that, you know, inspire me have really made me think, wow, there is so much more to drag than what we see on Drag Race or even in the clubs and all of that. And so you can really do whatever you want with it. So I wanted to put a spotlight on that style, or like the alternative styles of drag, you know, all in one show.
So exciting.
Now, the show was created as a satirical response to the rise of the bigoted far-right movements happening, demonising the drag and trans communities. How has creating this show made you and the other performers feel about everything that is going on?
Well, it's meant to be an outlet for it doesn't feel good, you know, when we're being misinterpreted and deliberately misunderstood by these people, right? And while the show has been inspired by those movements, it's not explicitly about that, right? So people coming to see it don't have to worry about us actually sort of dealing with that explicitly, but it's more about an outlet of like taking on those things that people are saying we are and saying doing what the queers do best, right? We reclaim those labels.
But, yes.
I think absolutely. That's the whole Outer Demon thing is why I love it even more the most, because you're able to take it even further, you know, take the looks that you want to do and the expression you want to do and really build that up to reclaim this narrative and share it in a camp way and fun way for audiences.
Exactly. To me, that's what drag is all about. No matter what style you do, whether you're an alternative or you're, you know, dancing diva or whatever you are, all forms of drag to me is just about taking on all of the things that you've been made to feel ashamed of and instead deciding to wear it and be it and embrace it and be celebrated by it, for it rather. And I think that's the magic of drag. And so I wanted to help share that with an audience and hopefully allow them to get in touch with their darker, weirder sides and be okay with it.
I love so much as well that you've got a range of performers who are like outing their inner demons in this way. I guess there's a lot of controversial inner demons that are going to be portrayed. Now, it is Friday the 13th and we are being a bit spooky, but without giving away any big spoilers, can you tell us something like spooky or kooky that we may get to experience in the show?
Well, we do have a Blair Witch pyre and some chickens. rubber chickens. It's all very not. It appears scary at first, but it's ultimately very, very stupid. that's kind of what we're trying. We're trying to be like, ooh, set you up for a really spooky show, and then you twist it on its head and being like, what am I watching? This is kind of scary, but also really stupid. And that's kind of what we're going for.
I mean, that's kind of the beauty and expression of drag. Like, it is this great thing that you can take it and turn it on its head for the audience.
I'm already on the edge of my seat, just waiting to hear more about the show. So I imagine as an audience member, you will probably spend the show on the edge of your seat.
And don't bring any chooks. I think the most important thing, don't bring a chook with you to see how to do
that. No chickens are safe.
Everyone, Out of Demons is happening this month as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival, and you can find out more about Out of Demons via the Joy Breakfast socials, or just do a little bit of a Google. We're going to be sharing all the details on the Joy Breakfast Instagram later today.
Lillian, thank you so much.
Joy is proud to partner with This Girl Can Victoria for the This Girl Can podcast.
Lillian, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you for having me. Have an ooky spooky Friday the 13th.
You too. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.